producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Peyton Manning visiting a doctor in North Carolina. Finds out he's out at least two more weeks as he continues to recover from a plantar fascia tear. How concerned are the Broncos?
You know, honestly, I don't think they're necessarily overly concerned, because I think that what they're doing now is they want to buy time for him to heal. And the fact that it's probably going to be a two-week healing, I think they actually feel better about this. You know, they have Brock Osweiler, who can run the Gary Kubiak offense. It's going to be two tight ends. It's going to be rollouts. And as long as he doesn't turn over the ball and the defense plays well, they'll feel good about it and buy more time. If, let's say, for example, Osweiler has a good game Sunday night against the New England Patriots, you know, two, 3 weeks down the line when Peyton's healthy, they may not go back to him. I think they want Peyton as the insurance policy, but in the short term, they're going to go with Osweiler.
There's Jonathan Coachman and John Clayton from ESPN talking about Peyton Manning's torn plantar fascia injury. How do you pronounce it? I think that's the way you do it. Whether he'll have any chance of returning as starting quarterback for the rest of the season. And that, along with a lot of other things going on in the NFL and the NHL, basketball, the focus on sports talk radio, is what gets us started on this special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I say special edition because it's not the usual date or time for this, but because it's Thanksgiving weekend, we thought we'd put this together so to give you an extra day or two to think about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We'll be reviewing all of the top 10 talk topics based on the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine for the week of November the 23rd to the 27th. We're going through in this hour all, and there will be examples from various radio programs of the points that are made from number 10 to number 1. So, as I say, number 10, sports talk radio, what's going on in the world of sports, the chatter about that is in the 10th position. So now let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Number 9, this week, Thanksgiving week, preparations going on for your trips or for your enjoyment, and just the general thought pattern that you go through in terms of thinking about what you're thankful for. This week on my weekday Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I talked about Butterball's Turkey Hotline and the most memorable questions they've ever gotten about cooking for Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, and the bird is on everybody's mind. And so there's a turkey hotline. You've heard about it, right? I find the bigger the piece of meat, the bigger the mystique in how to cook it. And so Butterball obviously agrees with that, and they've set up this hotline, and they said, well, you know what? This year we're going to release the 8 most memorable calls that a Butterball operator has received in regarding the Thanksgiving turkey. So I thought we'd talk about them, because in case you want to avoid some problems, this might be the way to do it. The first question on the list is how to roast a turkey so it gets golden brown tan lines in the shape of a turkey bikini.
What? I like this.
So the talk line expert actually said, you know what, if you really want to do this, you can use tinfoil. So they did tinfoil in strategic locations to give their tinfoil a bikini, or their turkey a bikini. All right, how to carve a turkey when all of its bones has been broken is another one. I guess some guy called in to tell the staff how he wrapped his turkey in a towel and stomped it several times to break the bone so it would fit in his pan. Now, my thought is you just get a bigger pan, but, you know, maybe you can look into something else. You can maybe buy two smaller turkeys in place of one if you're having problems with the size of your turkey. Yeah. Another guy called in and said that he had carved his turkey with a chainsaw, and he wanted to know if the chain grease was going to adversely affect the turkey. Answer there is yes, definitely. If you want to make carving easier, you should let
your... kind of grease it was.
Well, you should...
Lithium grease would be all right.
If you want to do it the right way, pull your turkey out of the oven, let it rest for 20 minutes, because that lets the juice redistribute around the turkey so it doesn't get dry, and then use a carving knife from your kitchen, not your chain chainsaw. That would probably be good.
Oh, you ruin all the fun.
Yeah. I know. Another woman called and said, why does my turkey have small breasts? Well, apparently she was looking at it upside down. She wanted to make
that happens
sure.
Every time I look at it. Yeah,
you want to make sure you start your turkey right side up, breast forward, get that nice and brown, and then flip it over. If you have a small oven, by the way, that seems to be a big problem for people calling Butterball. Use a small turkey. Your turkey's not going to expand in the oven when it cooks. Just make sure that you have a nice pan for it because it's, you know. Now, this one's a favorite of mine. My turkey thawed on my lap. Can I eat it? Apparently, a guy won a turkey at a casino and brought it home on a bus where he thawed out while he was sitting in there. So, safest way to thaw your turkey, people, in the refrigerator. Also, you might want to try brining this year. You can let your turkey sit in like a saltwater solution, throw a little garlic, some other seasonings in there. That makes sure that you have a nice, juicy turkey. You can do that about a day or two ahead of time.
Number 8.
That was Rich McFadden on my program as well from the preparation segment for Thanksgiving Day 2015. Number 8, another Thanksgiving tradition, it would seem, as futile as it is just to keep it on. When the good thing starts, then you know it's always going to get ruined. So Black Friday, Black Monday, Black Week before Thanksgiving, good God. Here's Taco's Pam Cook talking to Fox News reporter Rachel Sutherland about whether Black Friday is really as big a deal as the news media wants you to think it is.
Well, I think it is popular, but I think that it's starting to slip a little bit as far as the American consumer is concerned. I don't have any polling data on that, but it just appears that people are leaning toward shopping online more. There are more deals to be had there. And I don't know about you, but after I'm done with my turkey dinner, I don't really want to go rush out to the mall. I don't like being up in the middle of the night anyway. I certainly don't want to spend it in the mall, but I mean, maybe I'm alone with that, but I kind of doubt it. Just not so sure that people are into the whole stampeding for the TV as much as maybe we used to be.
Yeah, sometimes I think maybe it's as you get older, we kind of were over it.
Yeah.
You know, my younger, like my sons in their 20s, they think it's kind of fun and cool to go out and be in the middle of craziness and that kind of stuff. But I don't know, do you really even find deals on things maybe that you're actually wanting?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. Say you find a deal. I actually called a credit counseling guy, talked to a guy last week, and you get this amazing deal, right? And you throw it on a credit card. Say that credit card has a really high interest rate, you know, 19-20%. What's that deal going to cost you in the end? I mean, not to be a killjoy or a Grinch, but think about what this is really going to cost you if you don't pay it off right away.
Yeah. And the other thing, I wonder if stores, I don't know if you've heard anything like this. I've kind of seen a few things kind of alluding to this, but that they may offer you that 32-inch TV for $159, but when you go to buy that sweater that's normally $17.99, it's now $25.99.
Right, so they're going to get you somewhere. We talk about sometimes going into these big box stores, we're really just meant to get a couple of things, and before you know it, you're spending yeah. $300. Same kind of concept. I think that Americans are sort of catching on. If you look at consumer spending, it's actually kind of going down here lately, and certainly we want to have the economy do well. But I just think that people might want to be in their fuzzy slippers at home and really just do a lot of shopping online.
All right, so there we have it. Numbers 9, 8. Well, let's start with 10. 10, 9, 8. So number 7 is next here on this week's Countdown.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson, coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BaraJackson.com. That's BaraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, 2 for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of the Dario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number seven item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's radio man Dave Lee talking to correspondent Susie Jones about the Minneapolis shooting. There's a lot of discussion about Black Lives Matter, the protests that took place there after the video came out of what happened in the shooting in Minneapolis some months ago. So here we find out in the discussion whether white supremacists were involved.
There were five people shot near the protest scene here in Minneapolis. What happened and what's going on?
Well, Dave, about 10:40, there were reports of shots fired just where I am right now in the 1400 block of Morgan. That's about one block away from the 4th Precinct, which is that whole block, Dave, just to give our listeners a little sense, from Morgan to Penn on Plymouth Avenue is completely blocked off. And down the middle of the street, right now, there are several portable campfires set up right down the middle of the street where the protesters remain this morning, even after that shooting. And Dave, just talked to Nakiba Levy Pounds from the NAACP in Minneapolis, and they were told about the possibility of white supremacist groups coming to do harm, to disrupt the protests, and they believe that's what happened last night. There was some kind of a altercation, a scuffle, and then some shots. Now, those five people that were shot are all expected to be okay, but she told me that they're not afraid. They're going to stay here. They're a little bit rattled, but they're going to be here and continue to protest the shooting death of Jamar Clark. Plus, they say it's more than that. They want justice for all people in the African-American community.
Was it one shooter? Do we know, Susie?
It was a group of three men that were initially involved, and as far as who was the exact shooter, they're still sort of sorting that all out, trying to determine who did the shooting and how it all went down. But just again, the people that were shot are expected to recover, so non-life-threatening injuries. But really, just it is tense over here. Even though it's calm this morning, you can still kind of feel tension in the air.
Is there a press conference coming up at all from the police?
Black Lives Matter have called a press conference. They say that they are planning another march, and they say that this latest incident is only actually serving to grow the support for this movement. And I talked to a gentleman from Black Lives Matter this morning, Michael McDowell, and he told me that they're starting from the 4th Precinct and they're going to go to where the decision makers are, but he wouldn't tell me the route they were going to take. So we'll see what happens with that.
This is Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 21 past the hour. We'll be right back.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item on the countdown is this travel warning that's come from the United States State Department from WJR in Detroit. Paul W. Smith talking to correspondent Steve Kasselbaum about the announcement earlier in a week warning you, if you're a holiday traveler, to be alert because there are possibilities that terrorism could happen various places around the world.
The State Department issuing a travel alert through late February, telling people that are traveling anywhere that they should be aware of the fact that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other groups are continuing to try to plan attacks around the world, not just in their locations or in the United States. They would like to carry out attacks anywhere and everywhere, and they warn people to always be aware of what's going on around them and to possibly even avoid the situations where large crowds gather as they're traveling around the world. The other thing they said that people must be on alert for is the possibility that lone individuals sympathetic to those groups would want to carry out attacks on their own, unaffiliated to those groups. So basically they're telling people just to be alert everywhere you go and avoid large crowds for the next couple of months.
Which, there in New York with Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, here in Detroit with America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Art Van, and our football games, the Lions are playing. Back here at home, Michigan's playing, Michigan State on the road. There's a lot going on, and we're told to carry on with our lives, otherwise we're letting the terrorists win, and yet we get an edict or alert like that from the government.
Yeah, they specifically mentioned sporting events, by the way, around the Thanksgiving holidays, given the fact that some of these suicide bombers in Paris attacked a soccer stadium. So you're right, the mayor here yesterday was adamant in his belief, and he put out some statements yesterday that we can't alter our routines, that if we do that, then the terrorists have won, that this is psychological warfare, that they don't need to carry out an attack to be successful. They just need to instill fear in us. And so he was telling people, not to be worried about coming to the Thanksgiving Day parade, for instance, that the police are doing all they can to make it a safe event. He reminded people that, you know, we just had the Pope here and the UN General Assembly simultaneously, and we were able to host both events safely without incident. And he said the counterterrorism task force, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, are doing all they can to protect us right now.
Well, Steve, with all due respect, and I know it's not you saying it, but I don't think any of us going into New York are going to feel like we're going to have the protection, for example, the Pope had, but that's another story. They are saying that these attacks may employ a wide variety of tactics using conventional and non-conventional weapons targeting both official and private interests. It upsets me a little bit that the police chief, maybe the mayor, who knows who else, were angry at, for example, some schools from out of state that were going to bring people into New York, decided not to make those trips right now. I don't blame the schools. I mean, if you're asked to be careful, why wouldn't you be careful?
There's a question and a half, and that is a loaded question, in fact, but there is so much fear. There's so much, the news media is so full of reasons for you to be afraid, and our mentality, and some of us, our DNA brings us around to being afraid of things because our parents said, don't put your finger on the stove. When it's on, you burn your hand, and don't stick your finger in the electric socket because you'll get electrocuted. Don't stand in traffic because you'll get run over. You know, all kinds of stuff. We are fear-based beings, fear-based thinkers. And I maintain that there isn't one judgment, not one decision that's ever made out of fear that is correct. And usually, fear-based decisions are usually just plain wrong. So think about that as you decide what to do with yourself over the Thanksgiving weekend. This is a special edition of the Thanksgiving Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough mouth to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Countdown Show, our special Thanksgiving edition, being heard more over this weekend because it seems to fit. We have a lot to be thankful for here on the Countdown. Your continued interest and participation. Folks that want to know what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, this is the place to find it every week. And so we've gone through the top 10. We've done numbers 10 through number 6. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio? No heavy lifting involved in that. Number 9, Thanksgiving, the holiday. Number 8, Black Friday, the post-holiday, or is it pre-holiday, because Black Friday seems to be going on ad nauseum here. Number 7, the focus on Black Lives Matter and this whole business about police being arrested, the Chicago police, the Minneapolis situation. It's all very difficult, but it's all part of the conversation, so that's why it's at number 7. Number 6, the warnings that have come from the State Department about holiday traveling. So that brings us around now to the second half hour of the Countdown, and number 5.
Number 5.
The downed Russian warplane, the Turks have been trying to make some sort of... Well, actually, no, I don't know if they have been making excuses. Putin said that they stabbed the Russians in the back. Let's find out what Talk Host Mike Violette says as he talks to State Representative Barry Hobbins of Maine about how Russia reacts to the shooting down of one of their planes.
Russian warplane crashing Tuesday on the Syrian side of the Turkey-Syria border, according to a Russian defense minister spokesman. Why did it crash? Turkey says it shot down the warplane after multiple warnings, saying it repeatedly violated Turkish airspace. It turns out the plane was shot down, and that is going to mean some extra tension in one of the more fragile regions.
Mike, we really need that now. You know that? That is unbelievable.
Well, they asked the Russians nicely, don't fly over our airspace.
Well, there's more going in and out of that of the borders of Turkey.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, a minor setback for Russia, but Putin is winning over Obama in the battle against ISIS. Don't you think? By the way, that's Barry Hobbins over there, the honorable state representative from Saka.
Filling in for Ken Alshul.
Ken is away today. So he's winning the battle, I think, Putin, certainly from a PR
standpoint. He's revved up. You know, he's recreating the whole Cold War thing, and he loves every bit of it. He's a former KGB agent. He can't help himself.
Exactly.
He really can't. You know.
Do you watch House of Cards?
Yes, I do.
The Russian president in House of Cards, that's Putin right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. You can't make that up. I'm telling you.
No.
Absolutely.
You can't. So that's where we are.
Number four item or issue this week on our Talk Radio Review is the continuing focus on those who would be king or those who would be the president of the United States. Host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos here talk about Donald Trump's ability to stay at the top of the polls despite his numerous gaffes when it comes to using facts and that sort of thing on the campaign trail.
Is Donald Trump a liar or is he just a storyteller?
Mm.
Does he lie or does he just have false memory?
Does he bend the truth for his advantage?
Right.
Is he a Jedi Master? These are not the Twin Towers you're looking for.
Well, the Twin Towers, when they went down, Donald Trump said he saw something
right.
that no one else saw. And now he's telling the world about it.
I saw people getting together and in fairly large numbers celebrating as the World Trade Center was coming down, killing thousands of people.
He said thousands of people were killed, which is true.
Yeah.
He also said thousands of people
mm-hmm.
were cheering.
In
Jersey City. There is not one report about that. Online, at any news media, go ahead.
Yeah, let me go down that road.
Go down the road.
Because I found something.
Nice. Did you find people that were cheering when the World Trade Centers went down?
The Washington Post actually tried to do this. And they said a number of people have been saying that on September 18th, 2001, there was an article that said what Donald Trump is saying.
Okay.
So the Washington Post went back into its records, and what they found is that a small paragraph buried in the story about the aftermath of 9/11 was that there were reports of people cheering in New Jersey.
Thousands? Reports. Okay.
They have never been able to substantiate any of those reports.
So
I don't know where the thousands upon thousands are coming from. Even now they asked one of the reporters who tried to vet the story. He said, I never found anything at all. Even there was a report of there was, you know, like an after party or something like that on the top of an apartment building in New Jersey with people that were cheering. Never found those people either. So the reports have never been substantiated, yet Donald Trump is hanging on to this. I saw it, thousands of people, they were cheering in Jersey City as, you know, the Twin Towers fell.
He said he saw it on television.
What did we see on television? I do remember seeing this.
And we checked it out. Yesterday we said that we remembered seeing people in the streets in another country,
mm-hmm.
and I speculated that maybe it was Pakistan. They were Palestinians, so it wasn't in Pakistan. Palestinians did go in the streets, and they did, you know, burn the flag, American flag. They liked what they saw on 9/11. Okay. That definitely happened. We're not well liked around the world.
Right. So, and I remember those images as well, but I knew it wasn't New Jersey. Palestine, the area of Palestine, whatever you want to call it, does not look like Jersey City, New Jersey, and even the New Jersey Star Ledger, they had reports of rooftop celebrations. They never substantiated it either. So, I don't know why he keeps like attaching himself to something that is not true.
Number three.
Number three, the aftermath of what happened in France, the Paris attacks. Lots of conversation about that appropriately this week on News Talk radio stations and programs. Talk host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy here with CBS correspondent Elaine Cobb. They discussed Prime Minister David Cameron's trip to Paris and how he's planning to work with the French president on securing the European Union against any further terrorist attacks.
Well, the two leaders have been talking about how better to combat Islamic State militants, and they've agreed that it's a common threat and they must share information. The two also said we need to strengthen cooperation with our European neighbors. French President Hollande has already said he wants more involvement across the EU, particularly after that glaring intelligence failure when the man behind the Friday's attack managed to get from Syria across Europe into France without being detected by any of the European intelligence services. And Prime Minister Cameron also said Britain wants to play its part in the coalition against ISIS, and he's presenting a plan this week to Parliament at home to involve British warplanes so that they will join in the airstrikes.
So the idea then is reminiscent of the United States security agencies post 9/11 in that it's an attempt to just coordinate security agencies, police forces, etc. within the EU.
Yes, because that's one of the things they're looking at. Because despite the fact that most things in daily life and economic life and political life in Europe are coordinated throughout the entire European Union zone, the intelligence sharing is only at a bilateral level. So France and Britain might share information, but only when they ask each other. There is no central intelligence sharing, and it's clear that that's something that's needed more at the moment. And so they're pushing, the French have been pushing for it. Britain is now saying, yes, we think that's a good idea. And so it's got to be something that's going, will be discussed. It's already been discussed in an emergency meeting in Brussels. But that is going to take, it's going to be complicated, of course, because it's the intelligence services. But this is something that European leaders are starting to realize is absolutely necessary.
At least on a temporary basis, is there better communication, and especially between Belgium and France?
Belgium and France have been together on this right from the start. As soon as there was an indication that some of the men involved were born in Belgium, the Belgian authorities were in immediately, and the two have been cooperating strongly. The ongoing operations in Brussels at the moment are being, the French are being updated on that constantly. And, yeah, there's an awful lot of cooperation between the two countries. But, again, that is just between two. So it's showing that it can be done. It just needs to be widened in the intelligence sharing field.
All right, so there we have it. As we continue to work our way through the top ten, that's number three, serious situation. Number two and number one up next on this Thanksgiving week countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more.
A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
Number two.
The number two item this week, the war continuing on Daesh, D-A-E-E-C-H, I believe is how it's spelled. I don't use ISIS and I don't use ICE. Oh, I use that because that's what they call them in the Middle East. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, I talked with author Ivan Eland about the technicalities behind Hillary Clinton's plan to take them down.
She wants to put up a no-fly zone, and a lot of the Republican candidates are hinting around at this or have said it, too. But the problem with that is you're going to have to take down the Syrian air defenses, and, of course, you're also going to have to deal with Russian aircraft. And if the Russians don't cooperate, you may have aerial combat between the United States and Russia, and that didn't even happen during the Cold War. And Russia is still a nuclear power. So I think, Obama hasn't done this for a good reason. I'm not sure it really gets you that much. You can provide cover for refugees, but you would then have to put in ground forces to maintain the zone on the ground.
You're getting too technical. I get what you're understanding the plan. Most people don't know. They go into a voting booth and they see Marco Rubio's name or Hillary Clinton's name. I recognize Mrs. Clinton's name. I'm voting for her. People aren't paying attention to this stuff. It just becomes so much, they ought to be, but it's so much window dressing. It's a fog we've created. The news media creates a fog around these people and the issues as well. So I understand you want to get into the weeds with the proposal, but I don't think anybody really cares. Now, let me just pick on one thing that you said, though, that's interesting in terms of the news today about the Turkish shooting down the Russian plane. The Turks belong to NATO. Is there a strain there? I mean, could you even, you said that if we did certain things that were in Hillary's plan, we might get into a war with Russia shooting down some of their planes. Do you actually really believe that seriously could ever happen? I mean, how is that, and there be a survivability? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you put up a no-fly zone, it could happen. That's why they're not doing it. And I think you're absolutely right. the Republican candidates are just trying to be, you know, anti-Obama, and
that's
so
all.
they're saying, well, we got to be tougher on terrorism. Hillary Clinton has fleshed it out, and that's why the no-fly zone has become a little bit more important. But she's sort of doing the same thing. It's not really a starter, and as we see, there's already complications with this Russian aircraft, and it could be that the Russians are telling the truth because the Turks don't like the Russians killing Turkmen on the Syrian side of the border, so they could have just popped it, or a Russia plane could have gone over the line they have before. So we don't know who's telling the truth. We tend to side with Turkey since they're an ally, but we don't really know what happened at this point.
All right, so we have now watered all this stuff down or worked our way to the number one item, which will come up in a matter of moments. Many of you thought probably the war and the situation in the war would be number one. Well, I guess there's a related story to that that we can discuss and debate about the Syrian refugees. That's up next as number one on the countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Okay, as I referred to the number one issue a few moments ago, the tie-in with actually several other stories this week, all focused on Paris, the Middle East, the war on Daesh, and the refugee situation. Here's host Bill Handel talking to his morning crew about Syrian refugees coming into America through Mexico and whether or not there's a problem threat-wise.
Another group of Syrian refugees have turned themselves in to the immigration folks along the U.S.-Mexico border. And somehow we should be upset about that. You would think this would be the safest group of Syrians to ever come in the United States. They turn themselves immediately over to ICE and say, here we are, we want asylum. How are they going to be terrorists?
Well, and they accept that if they know the loophole, that the minute you set foot in the United States and you say the word refugee, it starts a clock. You're automatically, you're not going to be deported. You get to make your claim, you know, the whole thing. It's an easy in.
Except how much much security and how much is the government going to be paying attention to this? Surveillance. I mean, they probably assign an FBI person to them 24 hours a day.
And also, the other thing is the reason that people probably should calm down about this is that these guys are looking to be caught. They're not sneaking into the U.S. They're walking up to a Border Patrol guy saying, refugee, salam alaikum, and they want to get here and stay here on a refugee visa.
So these are the last people you would ever figure out would be a threat to the United States.
Unless they know that loophole and they're playing
still,
the game.
Even if that's the case, how are they going to disappear into the system?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. The second they get the refugee visa, they don't go into detention. They get out of detention.
But how long does it take? It takes, 18 months? And the FBI still knows about them, and they're on every watch list that exists?
They're supposed to check in. That's when they always disappear. But these are not the people I would fear.
Databases on every Syrian coming in.
I fear...
Is there already a database on every Syrian coming in?
There is. Yeah, of all immigrants. But I fear these EU members who joined ISIS but have retained their passports, them using that EU passport to come in here as a apparently legal legal visitor.
Well, do you need a visa to come in with, a British passport?
No.
No, not at all.
Nope.
You can only stay a certain amount of time. You can't stay indefinitely, but...
You can even fly out of Istanbul.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second half of this focus comes from radio host Joel Riley, here talking to reporter Scott Pringle from the 24/7 News Service about the upcoming Senate vote on letting Syrian refugees into our country with specific qualifications.
Last week, House overwhelmingly passed an idea that we're going to vet out and slow down Syrian refugee immigration into this country. This week, it's the Senate, and Harry Reid seems to be saying, not going to happen here. Is that about to sum it up, Scott? Harry Reid's trying to put the brakes on this?
That's for sure. That does sum it up. But it is unclear whether the Senate will have enough Democratic votes to go along with the Republican votes to get this bill passed. The magic number is 6. If the Republicans all vote yes, they need 6 Democrats to pass the bill to send it to the president. But they do need 13 Democrats for an override. So that remains to be seen. That's a lot of Democrats. But like you said, 47 Democrats there in the House siding with Republicans, maybe feeling the heat a little bit from some polls showing that Americans don't want the Syrian refugees. It was just over 50% say that. But this bill doesn't block the refugees from coming. It just strengthens the screening process to what the Obama administration argues is an already very rigorous process. And now basically, just to sum up the bill, I mean, the main part of it here is that they have the FBI director and the Department of Homeland Security secretary and the director of National Intelligence. These three heads have to sign off on each refugee. So, Obama's administration says this is just too cumbersome. This is, we're talking thousands of refugees. And Republicans say, hey, listen, it will delay it, but we got to make sure here that no terrorists slip through posing as a refugee.
And that's the thing, when you talk about, that struggle, whether it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda or, whoever back in the day, it's they got to be right once. We have to be right every time. I marvel that there's anybody in our Congress, in our leadership, that would say no. We need to expedite this rather than slow it down.
There's the overview. Let me just quickly review from number 10 to number 1 for us here. The Sports Talk Radio Action, which is at number 10, number 9, Thanksgiving, number 8, Black Friday, number 7, the Black Lives Matter protest and issue, State Department travel warning 6, the downed Russian warplane is 5, presidential race is 4, aftermath of Paris 3, and the war on ISIS number 2 and number 1.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.